My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. He's a Fox News military analyst. One time he was Assistant Vice Chief of Staff for the U.S. Air Force, the number three position in all of the U.S. Air Force. We want to get his assessment on the readiness of U.S. forces. Tuesday, Army Chief of Staff General Ray Ordierno said that only two Army brigades are actually ready for combat right now, and he says it's the result of sequestration. The Air Force has also suffered as a result of the major cuts of the military seen through sequestration, as well as other significant cuts in funding even before that. And the general is here now to discuss the state of U.S. military readiness. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, let's talk a little bit at first about what the Air Force is going through. You were telling me just before we started the interview that the Army's not alone here. The Air Force and the other branches are certainly feeling the effects of this as well, correct?
That's correct. The Air Force at one time grounded a third of all their squadrons because of the cost savings driven by sequestration. That means that their readiness is declining in almost dramatic terms. I've never seen the readiness of the Air Force or all the other services, Navy and Marine Corps as well, because the Navy is cutting down their steaming hours, their flying hours, and the Marine Corps the same thing. So they're all, I would say, about a third in decreased readiness, which permeates the whole force, and you atrophy gradually. So without a doubt, the sequestration has had a huge impact, negative impact, on the U.S. military readiness.
A quick look at the sequestration will tell you that most sequestration cuts in other areas of government spending are reductions in increases of spending. That's not the case with the military. They have actually seen significant cuts. In addition to the sequestration money, there were significant military cuts even before that. There may be some folks out there wondering, though, sir, whether this is simply a matter of how this administration or military officials have allocated the money. In other words, is there still sufficient money to be more ready than we are, and it's just not been handled appropriately?
Well, that's correct. It doesn't give them, the Department of Defense, the reprogramming authority that they would like, so much of it cuts across the board. So it's a straight-line salami slice. And if you're able to go into certain areas where you can delay certain modernization or do certain things, that enables them to keep their readiness up. They don't have that tool right now, and that's what they need. But I don't see sequestration going away until the administration is willing to get into the entitlement area and start going into those areas, which are all going broke as it is, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and all that. And so the administration has not been willing to make those kind of, which I think are balance cuts, because in the final analysis, they're going to go broke anyhow.
General, if in fact sequestration persists, what will be the long-term effect on our readiness?
We will have the least ready military since the end of World War II, the 48-49 time period. We had that drop down under President Carter, but this will go below the Carter readiness problems. And so that means that this administration will have the lowest since, really, 1948.
Would you say that we're vulnerable right now as a result of that, or no?
We're extremely vulnerable. Look what's going on in Syria. Look what's going on in the Middle East. The Saudis are breaking diplomatic relations with us. The Syrians and the accords that the administration is in the process of agreeing is solidifying Russia's presence in the Levant, in the western part of the Arabian Gulf, eastern part of the Mediterranean Sea. We're reestablishing Assad as the leader in the region, and we are now admitting and looks like agreeing to the Iranian influence in that part of the Arabian Peninsula, the Sunni Crescent, as they call it. We're legitimizing that. We are doing all the wrong things. We are not helping General al-Sisi in Egypt. And that's one of the reasons why the Saudi Arabians, who are really one of our, if not our closest and most influential ally in the region, why they've just broken off diplomatic relations. And our military readiness is having an impact on that. We do not have the influence, let alone the diplomacy, to carry the leadership role that we should be carrying.
So we carry a weaker hand, diplomatically speaking, because to carry a stronger hand would require a military force ready to take action if necessary.
And our enemies see that. And so they are just being emboldened, Greg, and that's one of the dangerous things that's going on, and it's going to have very far-reaching repercussions.
What do you see as the solution, assuming there is no sequestration? Is there any other advice you would give to the administration or to Congress to make sure that, regardless of where the rest of the fiscal matters stand, that we have the ability to secure ourselves?
If I was the administration, I would make sure that they reinstall the sequestration cuts back into the military to get our readiness back up to what it used to be. I would also make sure that we continue supporting General al-Sisi and the Egyptian government, as well as I'd cut a better deal with the Saudis, who want Assad and the Iranians out of Syria. This is the wrong direction we're going in. And so unless they make those moves, which I don't think they're going to, I don't see anything that they can do that will change this situation. And we are headed into some very dire straits.
So without addressing sequestration and some of our military and diplomatic alliances, America's negotiating and acting from a potentially permanently weakened position on the international stage.
Until we have a new administration. And that's 3+ years.
General, bleak news to end the conversation on, but we thank you as always, sir, very much for sharing your time and your insights with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, Fox News military analyst, former Assistant Vice Chief of Staff for the U.S. Air Force. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.